reason. Oh, you keep on slumping. You keep on slumping. You keep on slumping away. Yes, you keep on slumping. You keep on slumping away. Well, you know, you need to hear all the different versions so you can choose to see which version is the best for you. That's 38 Special, and you keep on running away. 24 minutes before 8 with the Grease Man at DC-101. They say partly cloudy today with a high of around 50. Right now, 36 degrees. I don't care about it. I was complaining about that snow, but hey, I don't care. I'm just glad to be alive. Glad to be alive with this job of flapping my jowls and enunciating my vowels. I'm glad I don't have to look over my shoulder anymore. I'm glad I can just relax and enjoy life. It wasn't always like that. I used to live right on the razor's edge back when I was with the mob. I'll never forget the time I was invited to have dinner over at the Godfather's house. I walked through the door, and Rocco kissed me right on the lips. I said, "Oh no, Godfather! Rocco just gave you the kiss of death!" The Godfather looked at me and said, "Nino, relax. Rocco's a queer. It's okay." I said, "Thank God! Thank God in heaven, jeez!" So we sat down and we had a nice dinner, and he said, "Nino, I know you got business out of town. You got to deal with the Chicago boys for me. Tell you what, Rocco and Luca will drive you to the airport." I said, "Hey, thanks, Godfather. I was going to take a cab, but I appreciate that." So I got in the car for the drive to the airport. And Rocco was driving. I was sitting next to Rocco, and Luca was in the back seat behind me. And I don't know what made me do it, but somehow I happened to glance up in the rear view just as Luca was raising some 50-pound monofilament test line that he had pulled taut between his hands over my neck. And I just got my hand in between the line and my neck as he pulled it tight. And the line bit into my finger like it was going to rip my finger off. And I got to thinking somehow the Godfather must have found out that I was talking to the feds, that I had went in there and spilled my guts. And he said, "Rocco and Luca are going to dump me off while I hang on to that line for my dear life." Oh, God, I was kicking and flailing around. Rocco was trying to drive and Luca was trying to strangle me. But suddenly I got an idea. I slung my head back as hard as I could and whack! I hit Luca like a coconut and it stunned him. And he loosened his grip just long enough for me to turn around and open up with the gun I had secreted under my jacket. "Take this!" And I turned it on to Rocco. I turned it on to Rocco, but Rocco was too fast for me, and he stepped on the gas. He said, "You can't shoot me, Nino! You can't shoot me!" And I watched in horror as the speedometer crept around 90, 95, 100. I said, "What are you, crazy, Rocco? What are you going to do?" He said, "If I slow down, you'll shoot me. You shoot me now, and you're just as dead as I am, because this car will bust us in a million pieces if I crash it now. 105, 100. I said, "Well, what are you going to do? You can't drive this one forever." He said, "I'm going to wait until we see some cops. And when I see some cops, I'm going to stop." I said, "Oh, yeah, well, how are you going to explain the stiff in the back seat?" He said, "That's your problem. You're the one that off the stiff." And so sure enough, up ahead was a police roadblock. I said, "Oh, watch out, watch out, Rocco, for crying out loud." Yeah! There was a big explosion. And I was thrown clear. The cops never saw me hit the snow as I made my way down Bruckner Boulevard and headed back to the Godfather's house. Yeah, I headed back to the Godfather's house. While the cops were cleaning up Rocco and Luca, I headed back and snuck in the back way. And there he was, the fat slob, just sitting there doing a crossword puzzle. I snuck up behind him with my submachine gun at the ready. I said, "Hey, what's a four-letter word for no longer living?" He turned around and said, "Nino!" I said, "No, dead."